98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Democrats and Republicans coming together in the House to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package that will provide assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. House Speaker Mike Johnson putting the plan forward in spite of hard right opposition threatening to oust him over it.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
The plan now heads the Senate. The overwhelming victory by the United Auto Workers Union in a historic vote to unionize a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, giving hope the union can make inroads in the South, the least unionized part of the country. Police in Memphis looking for those responsible for a shooting that broke out during an unauthorized party in a city park Saturday night. Two people were killed, several more injured. A tram accident at Universal Studios Hollywood has left 15 people hurt. Authorities say the injuries were minor. Details of the accident not available. This is ABC News. A knife attack on a crowded party boat in New York has left three people hospitalized. Authorities continuing to investigate. No arrests have been made. Well, you've heard of G.I. Joe. Now meet A.I. Joe. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
An artisan coffee company based in the Finnish capital has introduced a coffee blend that has been developed by artificial intelligence. It's to ease the workload, says Kaffa Roastery in Helsinki, developer of a blend it calls AI-conic. The home audience is tough. The Finns consume the most coffee in the world, says the International Coffee Organization. The blend has beans from Brazil, Colombia, Ethiopia, and Guatemala. Kaffa says it's impressed with taste descriptions so far. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
New York lawmakers passing the state budget plan Saturday that includes plans to crack down on unlicensed marijuana shops that have been popping up across New York City. Red tape has made it difficult to shut those shops down, but now local law enforcement can more easily do so. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. And sunshine around for tomorrow, a touch breezy but warmer. Highs to the upper 50s. Then increasing clouds for Monday, the wind starts to pick up. Some showers around in the afternoon and evening. Highs in the low 60s. It's 24 right now.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
It's 2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement beginning right now. Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and this hour we've got a special power track from Chase Beckham. This week's roadside sign is a message about just three things you need to be truly happy. Our All-American salute is for a special FedEx driver. We'll hear another great Unplugged performance. We've got a star story moment with Carrie Underwood, and later on in hour two, in this week's Backstage Pass, Tyler Hubbard will tell us who and what inspired his latest album. Let's get it going right here with Brad Paisley and Keith Urban, who suggest if you really want to have some fun, start a band.
Tried to talk some sense.
in the pursuit of happiness. We are in Power Country.
Hey, I was just wondering if anyone was sitting here. And if not, would it be okay if someone brought you a beer? Let's say that someone wanted to dance. Would he have a snowball in hell? A chance to get you out on the floor before this slow song. Asking for
Devin Dawson, asking for a friend. Coming up, I'll share a roadside sign with a message about just three things you'll need to be truly happy. Plus, we'll get you great songs from Kenny Chesney and Chris Jansen. We're traveling through a place of good thoughts and great music, known as Power Country.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in.
Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're so happy to have you on board for this week's musical journey. It's time now for our Roadside Sign of the Week. This week's sign features the words of author and humorist Tom Baudet, you know, the Motel 6 guy. He said, a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world. Something to do, something to hope for, and someone to love. I couldn't agree more. And Kenny Chesney is about to elaborate on that love part in his song, Take Her Home.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch to some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. All night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one man into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to play it cool walking through the door, but you smile like a fool, cause you can't wait for the down the road memories you're bound to make. And you will one day take her home.
Take her home.
the home of country hits and a wave of positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt.
You could be here with us in Power Country today. It's time now for our featured Power Track album track. And every week, we look for outstanding songs to share with you off the albums of today's top country stars. And we've done a deep musical dive and come up with another special song. This week, our Power Track features Chase Beckham with a track from his album, Bad For Me. Here's a song about all the things a person might do with 7 days of extra time on their hands. So without further ado, here is Chase Beckham with his song, If I Had a Week.
I parked my Chevy boat on a westbound plane. Knock on a few doors back where I came. Spin an old record out track by track. It's been a while since I heard a song like that. Me and my buddies go drink until dawn and catch up on laughing since I've been gone. Let a little bit of old make me feel brand new. Well, if I had a week with nothing to do, 'cause a day just ain't enough. Couldn't even touch the time it takes to fill me up. What I need somewhere I'm from, but I'm
fishing with my Uncle Joe. Listen to the stories that never get old. I take a break from the red lights and the concrete and put my old red wings back on my feet. Feel brand new. But if I had a week with nothing to do, because a day just ain't enough, couldn't even touch the time it takes to fill me up. What I need somewhere I'm from, but I'm on the run with no time to look. But if I had a week with nothing to do, tell them all goodbye, remind them all that I'm doing alright, and holler as I leave till my lungs turn blue. Well, if I had a week with nothing to do.
Chase Beckham, If I Had a Week, from his album Bad For Me. We've got more great music on the way just ahead from John Party and Luke Bryan, plus our All-American salute. I'm Rich Miller, and this is Power Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 23 degrees.
Each and every week, we bring you straight-up music and encouragement featuring country's biggest stars. Only right here in Power Country. So glad you're with us. My name's Rich Miller, and we're going to get the music going again right here with John Party and Luke Bryan singing about cowboys and plowboys.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey, I drink beer. Just some good old small town boys.
cowboys and plowboys. It's time now for this week's All-American Salute. Here's a heartwarming story I shared about 5 years ago that somebody recently asked me about. A FedEx driver in Ohio named Aubrey noticed a boy whose name she learned is Elijah out in his driveway playing basketball with an old broken-down basketball hoop in really bad shape. She also saw Elijah sometimes playing with his friends and his mother, whose name is Kalito, and his father, Dan. Well, one day, Kalito and Dan came home from work and were shocked to discover a brand new top-of-the-line basketball hoop and backboard all set up in the driveway, along with a brand new basketball and a note that said, "Just wanted you and your son to have the best hoop that'll grow with him and all his friends. It's wonderful that you guys shoot hoops with him." And it was signed, "Just one of the FedEx drivers in the area, Aubrey." Elijah's mom, Coldo, said, "I instantly started crying, finding out a random act of kindness had happened at our home." When mom showed her son the note and the brand new basketball goal, he knew exactly who Aubrey was. He was also overcome with emotion. Then instantly he was ready to play some basketball. Well, this week we salute Aubrey, that Ohio FedEx driver, with a heart that's bigger than any basketball.
This is Power Country with Rich Miller, the perfect blend of music and motivation.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Love.
7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got the wrong day. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel holding my arm. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball. Yeah, man made a ball.
That's Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church. Man made a bar. It's time now for another Star Story Moment, a place where today's country artists offer us a look into the heart and soul of their life and music. This week, Carrie Underwood is going to let us in on who her biggest female influence is.
It'd have to be my mom. You know, she was the first person that I was around that really taught me what it was like to be a woman, to be a mom, to be a wife, to be a daughter and a sister. And just watching her and how she did everything with grace and integrity. And she's so strong. I mean, she was just the best role model that anybody could have ever had.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your baby fly. You've given me everything that I will need to make it through this crazy thing called life. And I know
song. Got a Trace Adkins father-daughter classic coming up next, and we'll also hear another one-of-a-kind country star performance in this week's Unplugged segment. All right here in Power Country. With me, your host, Rich Miller.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Rich Miller, and Power Country Unplugged is on the way right after we listen to Trace Adkins and a great father-daughter song called Just Fishin'. Adkins getting some quality father-daughter time in with his hit, Just Fishin'. It's time now for Power Country Unplugged, where we bring you acoustic and special versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars.
Cabin Solo Cup by Scotty McCreary. Brought to you
me. I'll be right back. Hello?
Hey.
It was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed in Mama's house. If every night
Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 23 degrees.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson dismissing threats from hardliners in his party that they might hold a vote to try and oust him as Speaker. After Johnson pushed forward a $95 billion foreign aid package this weekend and passed the plan with the help of Democrats, Johnson telling ABC News.
Do you believe you will still be the Speaker come November?
Yes,
absolutely, without question.
Yes.
While Johnson can't afford to lose many Republican votes, it's possible Democrats might support him to avoid a vacancy in the speakership with only months to the election. A tram accident at Universal Studios Hollywood in Los Angeles has injured 15 people, according to authorities and the company. Victims taken to area hospitals with minor injuries, according to first responders. Details of the accident not immediately available. Authorities in Michigan investigating a car that plowed into a children's birthday party, killing two kids, and injuring several others. Police say they suspect the driver was intoxicated. This is ABC News. The federal government taking action to make companies that have produced so-called forever chemicals to also work to clean them up.
PFAS, known as forever chemicals, have been used throughout industries, but exposure in humans has been linked to an increased risk of cancers, heart and liver problems, and developmental issues in children. A new EPA rule adds two of them, PFOA and PFOS, to the list of hazardous substances under Superfund. That means polluters will now be required to pay cleanup costs. Companies are also required to report if more than 1 pound is released. Brian Clark, ABC News.
California judge tentatively siding with the state's attorney general in a dispute over the title of a proposed ballot measure that would require school staff to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identity at school. The state attorney general named the plan the Restrict Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. Backers, though, want it to be called Protect Kids of California Act. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 23 degrees.
This is Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and another big hour of straight-up music and encouragement is headed your way. That includes great songs from Sam Hunt, Warren Zeiders, Gabby Barrett, Jackson Dean, and lots more. Our Recharge segment features a feel-good song from Ashley Monroe. I'll share my weekly power thought, plus we'll take a time jump back to the year 2003 for a heart-tugging Vince Gill song in remembrance of a friend. We'll also get you a Power Country backstage pass with Tyler Hubbard, who will tell us who and what inspired his new album.
Power Country with Rich Miller. It's your musical pick-me-up.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the black